New York.
I got a feeling this gonna be real. It
was, oh, nigga, this nigga was on the Stevie Wonder on this shit. See, look.
That's that shit.
Bruh.
That was it.
You took me back.
Bro. Hey, man, that's my shit right there. We
that, that ain't part of your set?
Nah, hell no.
They want to hear that. They want to hear Love, right. Friends.
Don't Change.
I'm Crazy, Don't Change.
Right.
And Buddy. That's all they want to hear.
That's it?
That's all folks want to hear. Oh, Teach Me Sometimes, you know.
Oh, that's my shit, too.
Girl Next Door is so beautiful.
Teach me.
I'm about to say. Yeah.
Teach Me is the shit.
After I get off, ain't no more time.
Bruh.
That's the whole show.
What's
you got hit.
After them eight songs.
I'm not complaining. You got hit.
I was about to say, that's a good nice eight songs. That's a great
shit. I'm not complaining. That's a hard ass set.
I can't
never get this stuff like that.
You can't never get this stuff like that.
I ain't gonna lie. You just called out every banger. If you play them back to back, now I got to see a show.
Turn that shit up.
Here.
Man, we're gonna play all the songs we done got some pussy to.
You done.
Come on.
Feel the that you need.
I don't think niggas give you credit for your falsetto.
I put a lot of work into that
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas can't do that.
But I bitch, me the way.
Hey,
boy. Hit the side
eye.
They're holding my pride eye.
Come on. Come on, man.
What'd you say?
Teach my new love.
Teach me.
Show me the way to surrender my heart.
I'm gonna surrender.
Teach me how to love. Man, this shit is necessary. It's necessary, man. What happened to the game?
Hold up, can you cut it out? Can you know what? Mm. You said something that I just said the other day.
Mm.
I say, I know how to be affectionate,
mm-hmm.
but I think I don't know how to show how to love.
Yeah, I just think that we inherited, you know what I'm saying, a motor operation when it comes to our emotions that we internalize it.
Right.
You know, we don't really know how to access, you know, the right words all the time, you know,
right.
And we do express it in our own way, but, you know, women, they're in a totally different reality.
That's all they do. They live up and just, I love me.
Yeah, but the thing
like,
is.
Man, they didn't bring my tea in.
But the thing is.
Oh, love right is, now? Like,
we do love, but we love the way that we love. But to a lot of women, it doesn't come across as love.
Right.
You know, they want us a lot. You know, what I observed, you know, a lot of women want us to love like they do. And it's like, right. But we men, we love in a different way.
Right.
You know, so just because it don't look the same way, it don't mean that it's not happening. I think like men and women really need to spend a whole lot of time talking to each other. I think there's a high level of expectation, and they expect for you to just know, like they want you to show up to the relationship and read your lines.
Right.
It's like love don't work like that.
Right.
Everybody is different. Everybody came up different. Everybody love language is different. That's a whole, you know, science that people subscribe to. But even beyond that, some people don't have no reference.
Mm.
You know, they have no reference of what love is supposed to look like. And it may take, you know, because women be like, well, I ain't finna be teaching no grown man how to love. I don't need you to teach me how to love. I need you to help me understand how to communicate to you that I love you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's some heavy game you just dropped right
there. That was crazy.
For real.
Hold up, before we even get any deeper. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. Man, I don't know if you understand that we about to have a whole lot of understanding up in here today. Because not only do we have the whole crew here?
Yes.
Chico Bean.
Yeah.
DC Young Fly.
That's him.
Lou Led.
That's him.
J-O-N.
He here.
Dude with the crazy legs.
Hell yeah, he back
there. Chad over there. Yeah. Ryan over there. Everybody over there.
Don't forget about Big Cat with the big shorts, baby.
Come on, man. That got on some big ass shorts.
You hear me?
But they long like long pants.
They ready capris.
Man, we always talked about using our platform to show respect to people who we respect and that we admire and that we wanted to give flowers to while they still here to goddamn
get. Where the flowers at?
And this man, this This musician that we have in the trap with us today is one of the coldest to ever do it.
Yeah.
Man, he got some love songs, some breakup songs, some what we about to do songs, some I want to come back home songs.
Yeah, yeah. The club you fucked up before
and
you
ain't gonna make
there.
A song about how many times you fucked up. I take the blame for this song. One of the coldest ever. He's so cold at doing the music. His name is Music Soul
Child.
He gave us one for every phase of being a nigga and kept it real.
I ain't even gonna hold you, bro.
For the women
that was
still
the
like
coldest
it.
Intro I ever received in my entire career.
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
I've had some pretty amazing intros, but that one made me feel like, who the hell?
That's what that nigga do. He gonna make you know what you did when you did it.
Yeah, he's gonna remind you. Just gonna remind me who I am.
That's out of respect for what you put in the game and what you got out of the game.
Thank you, thank you.
Don't never think. We don't know.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Niggas be singing when they act like they ain't singing.
I know, right? That's who I be making music for real. Like, if you really listen to my music, it's very simple. I mean, I do get in my bag with the runs or whatever. I got, you know, shout out the homies that really be about that life. But I really be doing it mostly for people, like, you know, in a way, some of my songs are kind of be like, sing by numbers. Like, dude, you can do this too. In my mind, when I was growing up, I believe everybody could sing. Like,
right.
I legit really believe, like, everybody could sing. So when people was like, oh, man, you sound good, I'm like, okay, now you do it. And they're like, nah.
You got it. You got it.
You got it.
I would, but.
Nah, bro, your name is. Like, your name is.
My name
is
Trump.
Your name is Trump.
I said cocaine. Bro,
you just told me that shit. I was like, bet.
But
I'm telling you, that shit is like, I love R&B music,
right,
man.
I really legit believe that everybody could do it. And it wasn't until I realized, you know, not everybody could do it at that level. You know what I'm saying? Everybody could play ball, but everybody, you know, can't play ball.
Right. Bro, but you got the shit that was dope enough that made motherfuckers want to sing.
Yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know I wanted, because I came at it from a realistic perspective. Like, I never really identified with all the, you know, stuff that people kind of like made it out to be, that you had to, you got to dress a certain way, you got to walk and talk and act a certain way. Like, I don't see me, but I do like to sing, so where do I fit? So I just kind of fit, you know, along the way, been trying to figure out what my thing is. I subscribed to a lot of things that I thought was going to be it, but I just ended up very frustrated and unhappy, you know. And meanwhile, everybody, you know, is loving it, but I'm over here like, you know, in the corner with the microphone, but they don't care about what I want to do.
Right.
So I got tired of that feeling. So, you know, I've been trying to navigate through that. You know,
a lot of artists fall into that. You get what I'm saying?
Into the idea, like, okay, this ain't all I do.
Yeah.
Right. You actually are one of the fathers, I say, of neo soul.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because soul music is soul music. That's been around forever. But neo soul, the new soul, was an era that came in where, like you said, all of those things that R&B artists were known for,
but
you guys came out looking and doing something completely different. Even the first time we seen you, you standing out in front of the record shop, you ain't got no leather on, you ain't no grease, nothing. It ain't raining. You know what I'm saying? All of the things that we...
It ain't raining.
It ain't raining, nothing. It's just niggas just outside in the cypher.
Yeah, because that's how it was like in real life. Like, we tried to, like, capture what actually happened in my day-to-day, you know, in a Just Friends video. For those of you who know, he's referencing the Just Friends video. And I was trying to, like, I needed it to be, and thankfully the people around me was pushing for it as well. I needed it to be understood, like, yo, I don't know what type of time y'all on, but this is where I come from. This is what I do looks like, you know, not just sound like, it's what it looks like too. And if we're going to be authentic to it, at least let's make the introduction the way that it should be. Now, later on, we can kind of get into all the other things, you know, because I understand that there's a criteria, there's a demographic, there's a system and a protocol and hierarchy, you know what I'm saying, of what people understand is what it is. You know, there's radio, and then there's shows, and then there's different spaces that you can express yourself creatively through. But there is a blueprint that came before me, you know, that's everybody got to follow and honor, because this is a business.
Right.
So I let it be known, like, I'm willing to play ball, but at the same time, I gotta be true to myself too.
Right? Yeah.
You know, and that's been a tightrope.
So when you walked out the studio after making something like Buddy, right? Like, like So you ain't know you was about to fuck him up at the cookout for generations and generations and generations. Like,
I never know.
Black functions at a point in time. Some music soul child coming.
I appreciate it, but I never know that. I never know because that's not my. That's not my motivation. I'm not motivated by I'm finna fuck him. Like, is that my motivation?
Like, you ain't motivated by what?
Yeah, I'm finna kill him. I'm finna fuck him up with this shit.
That's never like my thing. My thing is like, I wish I can, like, you know, how can I make this song as good as I can make it? You know, like, that's always my thing. And if I'm listening to, like, I'm nitpicking it after it then got mixed, mastered, and put out. So on the radio, and I'm like, I could have did that different. Like, you know, in my head, like, if I could, I would take the song back and fix it, you know? But that's that perfectionist thing, you know? Right. It gets real weird, and I got to, like, shut that up because it won't leave me alone.
So when you were growing up, like, what was your motivation? Like, I know now, like you said, like, you had to break those barriers and be different.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So what was your motivation?
Well, getting off the street, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
you know, getting off the street, you know what I'm
talking
about?
Had a hard life.
Philadelphia.
Had a hard life, man. Like, yeah, right. It's real, real. You know what I'm saying? And I had to figure it out. I was blessed with the opportunity, and I had, you know, the foresight and the intelligence to lean into it, you know, because I could have been like a lot of my homies, like, man, I ain't signed no record label. It's like, fam, they paying, you know, and I like to eat.
Right.
So,
a lot,
you know. So I'm gonna go ahead and run with this, you know, this record deal and see what it do. And we're gonna figure it out later, you know. I just got tired of nobody coming. I got tired of figuring out every day by myself. I got tired of that,
right?
You know. And it was partially self-inflicted, but you know, things weren't really that cool at the crib, so I dipped, you know. And I realized how real stuff was, but you know, I had a lot of pride, and I'm like, I'm not going back.
Right.
I'm gonna figure this out. I don't know how, but I'm gonna figure this out. And thankfully, you know, divine intervention, God, whatever you wanna call it.
God is amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It just moved in. It's like, okay, little homie, let me help you out real quick, cause you finna die.
Let me ask you this.
And sing these songs.
He was soul child in the streets.
Let me ask you this.
He was like, music streets, nigga.
No, every artist feel like it takes...
Street nigga.
Music street nigga. Concrete music.
Like, every artist feel like it take a while for people to catch up with their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when did you have that moment where you felt like people were catching up to what you were doing?
I don't think you're gonna like the answer.
Yeah, who you?
I don't gotta like it.
Yeah, I know what he's gonna say too.
Say it, motherfucker. Come on.
Never.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it happened.
Yeah, I told
still?
You.
No. Clarity is important.
I'm gonna swing on your ass.
Come back. Come back.
We fuck with bro. You, man.
Notice.
We fuck with you.
Notice that I hit you with the clarity is important. Like, you gotta understand. Now, there's a difference between me doing my job and me doing me.
Mm.
Now, this whole time y'all been knowing me, I've been doing my job. I'm grateful. I'm proud of the work that I did. I actually love it even more because of y'all.
Right.
Y'all made it. Y'all give it value. Like, if I did what I did and ain't nobody care, it's going to be like, oh, well, all right, time to pack this up and go do something else. Mm. But y'all loved it. You know what I'm saying? And I went through a whole lot of stuff, you know, in the game. Like, a lot of people know. This is a real, like, this ain't for punks, man. You can't be no hoe in this thing, bro. Like, you got to be ready. And if you're not ready, you better act like you're ready.
Right.
Like, well, get ready quick. Imagine you know what I'm saying?
R&B rap, nigga, music soul child versus motherfucker Anthony Hamilton. Nigga about to scrap. Niggas in the back of the club about to beat the shit out of each other. Get that nigga, fuck you talking about, nigga.
No.
So even though you gave us all that greatness and you say, that wasn't you. What was you?
Wait. Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
So, when I got started, I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
Because you got to understand, my timeline is unheard of. I started recording in November of 98.
I was 6. I just let motherfuckers know how long they been working.
I got a record deal in, what, February of 2000?
Oh, 2 years. You was... just grinding.
No. I was in and out of Philly and Atlanta.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out life.
Right.
I maybe recorded in the studio a few months. Here and there. All the records that got put on I Just Wanna Sing, which is records I was just recording at the time. I wasn't thinking, oh, this finna be on my album.
Right.
that was the first time I was ever working in the studio. I was like, oh, this is all right. Let me try it again. You know, I was working with my writing partner at the time. Shout out to Carvin Hagens. And he was coming up with all of these ideas that he just couldn't, like, get placed on nobody. And I was, you know, out there enough. I was like, oh, no, yeah, I could turn that into a song, you know, because I was already in that mindset. So we just put it together, and it was, like, sounding good. It was feeling good. And that's how you got Just Friends, Girl Next Door, Love, Half Crazy. Because Half Crazy actually recorded it around the same time of I Just Want to Sing, but we got it placed on an artist and it never took, so I took it back when it came time to work on the next joint.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. And, you know, all of the joints, Ella's Gone, 17, Paparazzi, I think I said that already. Yeah, all of the joints that made the first album, I wasn't thinking, this is my first album. I was thinking,
I just want to sing.
I just...
You're not even looking at the business aspect. You're just in the studio making music.
In my mind, I was going at some point pick the best ones out, print it on CD, and you know.
What went well?
Myself.
But this one you got inside. No. Or before?
This before.
Okay.
This all of 99.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I was, again, I wasn't really consistent because, you know, it got cold. You know, and so I came down here,
right?
You know, and then when it got hot, I went back up there, you know? So, and I was able to get back in the studio, and whatever I had before I came down, I played it for, you know, for my folks, and it was like, yo, this is all right. You might want to do something with that. Like, I know it's kind of cool. What you going to do? I don't know, man. It's cool. Maybe I'm about to record some more songs, but I'm not even thinking about that. I got a whole other list of crap that I'm trying to navigate through, not realizing that I'm accumulating baggage, you know,
right,
through my life, because life is real when you don't know what you're doing with your life.
Right.
So at the end of 99, I had dipped out again because it got cold. You know,
you don't fuck with that cold, huh?
That boy ain't need it like a mother.
I done did about 20 years with it. I was like,
no jacket.
Yeah,
nigga, out there.
Nah.
I just want to sing. I don't want to be cold,
cool,
nigga.
I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I would just bust it down here and get the Greyhound. You know what I'm saying? And I would just come down here by myself. I mean, in hindsight, I realized how dangerous that was.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I tell you I had nobody, I couldn't call nobody if anything happened.
Right.
I ain't had no squad. I ain't had no folks. I was literally dolo most of my life, you know? And, I mean, it's a whole antisocial element in my personality that I'm still dealing with that plays into. But it's not the point right now.
You all right?
So when I had enough song,
you okay?
You don't have a lot of friends.
What's wrong with you, man?
Nigga ain't used to friends. Nigga ain't used to friends. We your friends, nigga.
So when I had enough songs, apparently my managers at the time, behind my back, not to say like they was, you know, doing me greasy or nothing, but I didn't know that they were, you know,
handling me.
Yeah,
working the deal.
I ain't get put in front of nobody really to audition. I wasn't in those meetings back and forth with the
team and A&R and all that.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't, you know, there wasn't no bidding war, not that I know of. I wasn't trying to decide, oh, let me think, should I go with so and so? Like, that didn't happen, right? You know. And I got put in front of Kevin Lyles at Def Jam, and I'm like sitting there like, why am I here?
You just want to sing.
That's it.
You don't want to do shit ever.
And I'm just going along with it.
I
want to
be cold. Right. I want to
So I'm going along with it because they're like, yo, we really think. First of all, where you at? I'm in Atlanta. What you mean?
Right.
What? We got to do. We got a deal for you on the table. Like, why are you in Atlanta? Why are you in town about it? In my mind, I'm like, I don't have to tell y'all nothing.
Right. Like, I'm on the Greyhound going to Atlanta.
For no reason.
I'm about to sing.
So they like, dude, we really think you should like take this, man. Right. And I'm like, I'm out here like, well, it ain't like I'm doing shit out. Like,
right.
What's the worst that could happen? So I said, all right, cool, but you gonna have to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bread right now, so you gonna have to give me the bus ticket. They're like, bus? You gonna get on a plane? Yeah, I don't fly.
Fuck wrong too.
Yeah, you mean
it's a lot of shit you don't do, music.
You know, but in the you gotta understand, trauma is real. You got a lot of baggage you ain't never unpack, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they charge for baggage.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
Good one, nigga. That's good. That whole point.
Speaking of which, when I actually first got on the plane,
I'm still walking around with this big duffel that I used to take with me on Greyhound, trying to run through the airport. This is before it was security. I'm running, trying to catch my plane. And this bag, I didn't understand, like, you can't run with a big duffel bag. It's right. Your side, because I'm small, and not expect.
When you fall. Man.
Nah. In the middle of the airport.
Man, the nigga with the blue. Bam. In the middle of the airport.
Bam. It was so funny.
Then he probably got to the plane and was sweating, stinking like a motherfucker. Bruh. Nigga used to ride in the bus and was sweating.
And his shit fell out.
Nah, I had to,
Can you help me?
No, I had the army duffel. I had the army duffel with the string, so I had to make sure, because, like, I was a pack rat. You know what I'm saying? So, but I fast forward. Anyway, let's rewind. Mm-hmm. So, I get on the bus and I come back to Philly, and, you know what I'm saying, my manager was like, no, you're going to stay here until the meeting, because the meeting was in New York. I was like, nah, I'm sure I got somebody I could kick with. Like, dude, you can do whatever you want at the meeting, you staying with me.
Right.
Which was a big deal, because he's not the type that really have folks in his crib like that. So I was like, all right.
Not about to fuck this money up.
Never. Exactly, that part. So I didn't have no big coat.
I knew that's why you kept leaving.
I said, nigga, we're traveling. Look at my coat. You got a coat. Anybody got no coat?
One of the fit in the duffel bag, my side.
And this dude is like 6'1", whatever. So I had to
put his coat
like a brown fat farm coat. Ooh. And I'm like, and it's like.
So you went from no coat to having extra coat.
So I'm sitting.
Like a pig in a blanket in that
I'm sitting in Def Jam with this big coat. I'm swimming in.
Right.
I'm like, and I'm sitting here like, what is happening right now? Yeah, I know I said I was going to do this, but this is dumb. Like, I don't even know these people. I think Red Band was in the room. It was so surreal,
he was
man.
Proud of you, like, yeah, that nigga listen to Wu-Tang.
It was
that
so, it was so surreal, bro. I was, actually. But that ain't why I wore the coat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling all, like, I'm feeling weird and awkward. I got some other dude coat on. I feel like, you know.
That's real.
It's like, you know, my manhood is being challenged right now. I'm out of my element talking to these executives. I don't even, like, expect to be in front of because y'all wasn't part of the plan.
Right.
Talking about songs that I'm not even really thinking about right now because I'm trying to do better and better and better.
Right.
So they're like, yo, but we like these. And I'm like, okay, I appreciate that. In my mind, I was like, all right, give me the money, and I'm going to go make better songs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, nah, fam, these. I was like, okay, we'll do these. But next time, I'm gonna do what I want to do. Next time came around, what you think happened?
You had to get like, the songs man, you already sing.
You shouldn't have did those so good, man. You why don't you go ahead and make
you
a part
great,
two?
But
I get it. I appreciate
you
it.
You great.
Again, doing your job and doing you
right.
aren't necessarily the same thing.
Well, what makes you think, what is the reason, rather, why you haven't been able to bridge that? Like,
because I've been waiting on the green light.
Still?
Well, not now, not anymore, okay. But for a long time. Because I'm a team player, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to rogue out on my own. Like, if I got a squad, I'm gonna roll with the squad. But the squad kept changing, you know what I'm saying? And I was trying to stay loyal, but, you know, that plays into not ever really having the squad. So I feel like I was part of the team until you get done up by folks that you thought had your back, and now it changes. Now I got trust issues. So it's like, it's a whole lot of things.
Because people don't understand that period. Since 2000. How long has it been you've been going through that? Now you can say you have that green light to do what you want to do.
Well, I never got the green light. I just gave myself the green light in 15.
2015?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gave myself the green light, and that's when I started, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many people been catching up with me, but I started doing this, you know.
You said the hustle never catch up with
hey,
you.
The hustle, nigga.
Let's go.
I'm going to let you know, the hustle kind of fucked me up. Hey. I was a Music Soul Child fan, and when I see you with that leather fitted with the crown on,
Let me say this. The reason why the look was the look was because I was trying to honor the homie that came up with the look.
Okay.
I wasn't going to roll with that.
Okay.
But I was trying to look out for some young nigga that was doing it. I was like, yo, this is dope. Now, I was trying to tell people, I don't know what I'm doing with this. I have no idea what I'm doing with this.
but I need to try something else.
Right. I need to do something.
You know what I'm saying?
I need to do something different.
Yeah. I got heavily inspired by being out here. You know what I'm saying? And
niggas in Atlanta was wearing leather fitters with the crown on it. Oh, okay.
It was an idea.
Creativity.
It was an idea that kind of got away from me.
Oh, right. I got you.
And I was just trying to commit because I hadn't already, you know, I already jumped. So, right. You got to commit.
So, look. So, even in the studio, when you know for a fact they're going to agree or love anything, even though you say it's a job, it was no way for you to be like, you know what? I'm going to trick these motherfuckers into thinking that I'm doing what I used to do, but I'm going to do what I want to do.
Nah.
Because at the end of the day, they weren't in there when you was writing a motherfucking song.
The missus was hitting. Right. So, even though, so again, I don't want people to take away the fact that, you know, I'm making the distinction between me doing my job and me doing me, that I didn't love doing my job. I love doing my job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole, that was the plan anyway, to be in front of people singing songs and have a positive effect on them.
Right.
Regardless of how it came, I don't always have to write them. It don't always have to come from my mind.
Right.
I had a lot of songs, you know, ghostwritten, or I wrote with other people. I flat out didn't, you know, not write not one word.
Right.
But I identified with the message, and it's something that I wanted to represent, and I knew people would have received it, you know, differently from me than, say, I don't know, anybody else.
So out of all of the music that you've done over the years, you don't have any songs that was you doing you? All of them was you doing your job?
Well, by default, I'm doing me anyway, because I'm not going to do it if it's not no me in it. But the primary focus was to honor a demographic serving system.
Okay. So there's no there's no song that you can point to in your elusive...
Just Friends. The reason why Just Friends was because Music Soul Child is hip-hop soul. I keep telling people, year in and year out, I know I get identified and labeled as R&B.
Or neo soul,
whatever. And that's cool because, you know, that's not entirely inaccurate. You know, I'm adjacent to that enough where I can get, you know, picked out in the same lineup. But if you asking me what is the definition of a Music Soul Child, hip-hop soul. That's always been the mission. Always trying to merge hip-hop culture and soul music culture and put it together. That's what the name is. Music, soul child of soul through music. Like, that's what the name is.
And that makes sense now because you come on with
in the beginning, that's Music Soul Child. I literally start beatboxing. That's how the song starts. I'm beatboxing.
You're beatboxing. Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But
then you stop. I'm like, man, let me do my job.
Let me trip me in myself.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like when a nigga smoking on break. Hold on.
But
said I know.
But then, you know, there was this lane for me to be this R&B dude. Right. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, tussling with that. Like,
right.
I don't want to do that. Like,
right.
I get that, you know, I can, thank you, but that's not what I want to do.
Right.
But the job is there, so it's like, why not?
Why not?
So push, I did it.
Push it.
Me and Lowe's talk about this a lot. Like, now, hip hop soul is what it is, because the R&B music is done by the rappers. They singing their own hooks and all of that. Like, so do you feel like that you kind of put that in the game? You might not get the credit for it, but you feel like you know what I mean?
I feel like that's always been there. You know what I'm saying? I just think that the attention or that's just the wave now. You know what I'm saying? Like, things are already there. You just ain't up on it until it get pushed to the forefront. You know, and other stuff that used to be it got pushed to the background. Like, it don't go, nothing goes away. You know, it's just the attention is now on something else.
Right.
How can them used to do it?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, but I'm talking about now is you don't, the R&B music, like it used to be its own separate, like you had R&B singers who and rappers, and the R&B singers would sing on the rapper's hooks and, you know what I mean, and vice versa. So now
I think that you wasn't trying to follow that blueprint. You wanted to do
I was trying to figure out what else there were.
Right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying? Right. So you got to think about a lot of creative people. At least, you know, I can't really speak on other people. You know, I can indirectly, you know, and in spirit because I understand the mindset. But I can only, I can only really talk about myself. So with me, you know, there's layers to my creativity, you know, and there's layers to my personality, you know. And because I had to...
Go on, talk about it, nigga. We therapists.
Exactly.
Come on.
I had to identify and compartmentalize the different parts of myself to keep myself from not being myself.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Especially when you got to give yourself to millions of people.
Exactly.
Once you get the acceptance, so, once you make it, now everybody wants what they think is
they want that.
But you are
you're Mickey Mouse now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like you're a thing, you know? And it's not their fault, you know what I'm saying? Which is why I never lashed out and took it out on people. Yeah, it gets annoying, but you know, you got to understand people. They're just caught in the moment. You know what I'm saying? It's just a natural, it's an involuntary thing. I'm sure a lot of grown dudes probably like, why? Man, why a bitch out like that, man? Like, I know he the homie, but I could have came, you know what I'm saying? I could have maintained my, you know, manhood, you know what I'm saying? But I always accept it. I never want people to feel lesser than. I never want people to feel like they just played themselves. Like, I always meet it with love. But at the end of the day, I got to go back to my space and I got to re-up somehow.
Mm-hmm,
you know, because my role in this circumstance is to give.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go back, like, I got to get it from somewhere. And I didn't have a lot of spaces where I was getting it back from. Mm-hmm. So it was becoming really taxing on me emotionally and psychologically. So I noticed, like, I got a lot of baggage I got to unpack that I'm not dealing with. And it's starting to get in the way now because I need a lot and I'm not getting enough. And all of this is starting to feel crowded.
Yeah, that's why I be when I don't get no pussy. I be,
okay,
man, I need a lot.
Gotta unpack.
I'm not getting enough.
Gotta unpack my nuts.
I'm
nigga,
not
my
just nuts. Doing all these shows.
My nuts is too.
Somebody
I gotta unpack.
Got to
they
anemic.
They don't like to be cold.
My nuts
I
just
want
to sing.
All these beautiful ass songs.
That's right.
The world owe me a little shot of coochie.
Come on, so that's where it come from.
So what I started. So to your point. And, you know, I just want to personally shout you out in real time for bringing it up. What the hustle represented was one of them sides that, fam, you ain't finna run me. I'm going to give you a job. You going to go to work.
Right.
I don't know what you are, but we're going to figure it out. Now, my bad was, I don't know if I overshot or undershot the response and support that I was going to get from it.
Did you ever release music under that model?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole album and an EP.
Okay, yeah, I was, I'm gonna go
it's
ahead
okay.
and keep it real. I was like, man,
it's
nah.
okay. I got a whole lot of that. It's okay.
I love the music.
Hey, bro.
I was one of them niggas that was stuck on, you know, because I like your music is powerful,
I
bro.
I understand that. But this other thing is also a part of me. And if it's not for you, then it's not for you.
Makes sense.
I kept making that point. I was on the Breakfast Club making that point. Like, fine, if it's not for you, leave it. Mm-hmm. Stick with this guy. He's still there. You know, and I think a lot of people, you know, I think they were so frustrated that they didn't, I don't know, man. It just ain't hit them right. Because I was literally repeating myself over and over. You can go Google it, check YouTube it. I've been saying the same thing over and over again. I got tired of talking, you know. But I kept saying, hey, Music Soul Child is not going anywhere. This here is something else. If you want it, it's there. If you don't, leave it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, like, at this point, in hindsight, do you think it would have been better received if you would have introduced it through Music Soul Child?
No, that was the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not Music Soul Child. And people were not listening to that. And I know, you know what I'm saying? Again, that's why I say, like, I don't know if I overshot or undershot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I overestimated or underestimated. I don't know. I don't know how I was looking at it. I don't know how I thought it was going to go. I don't know. But I think I just expected. We straight, bro.
Yeah, we straight. You want that? We always straight. You feel me? At the hustle.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
But why? I mean, real talk though. But that's where that came from. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because that what that represented. Now, musically, it sounded however it was sounding, and you know, I would agree. It wasn't, you know, top tier level. Right. I agree, but it was an experiment.
So you saying as an artist, that was some you had to. It was some of that baggage you had to release.
Because, like I said, that for so let's turn it back to me. That represented a security element. You know what I'm saying? At that point in my life, I just got tired of being
the lovey.
Well, not that. That's a whole nother space that this is not even attached to. It's more of a personal thing.
Okay.
I got tired of, you know, my kindness being, you know.
Take it for granted.
Yeah. Okay. I got tired of being, you know, looked at as, you know, oh, this guy is just one way. You know, like Mikey, oh, he'll do it. And he'll eat. Like, no, I'm this way because I want to be this way.
Right.
I want to be this way because you don't want the other guy. And people keep thinking, oh, you sing love songs. Like, dude, no, that's my job. This is my job. It's a whole nother thing that I'm still trying to figure out and navigate through and unpack and all of these other woke-ass words that I've just learned
right.
about how to figure out how to deal with all of this. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what the hustle represented was my self-security kicking in. So if you listen to the lyrics, I'm saying a lot of, like, real shit. But I don't think it was that received well because people couldn't... They couldn't see past the music, Soul Child. So right. they couldn't see the hustle because they couldn't see past music.
What do you do as an artist in those times when what you do is not received? Does that cripple you a little bit?
I didn't know how to receive that because, again, I thought that I had enough people who would ride with me, but I think it was a little overwhelming because it was such a stark difference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at the time, I think people...
Yeah, you ain't tell them nothing. You just showed up.
That's the hustle.
Because
right?
I didn't think it. Because, I didn't know what I was doing.
You thought they were just going to show up in like a whole new nigga.
No. I was literally saying, hey, I don't know what this is going to be, uh-huh. but because y'all are already rocking with me, let's build this thing from the ground. Let's raise this baby together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody wanted to help me raise the baby.
Don't nobody want to raise no baby. They ain't have nothing to do.
I understand.
Ask the world to be your stepdad.
I understand.
Come on, take a village.
Hey. But you accept the music Soul Child.
Exactly.
Because, but I tell you why, from my perspective, why we accept the music Soul Child, because mm-hmm. what music Soul Child gave is something that we identified with that spoke to what we were going through in our day to day.
You understand? So back on what he's saying is, let the hustle tell you what he's going through.
I respect that, but when you already have given a soundtrack to niggas' lives, like you said, I done got pussy to the music, nigga went on dates, and then you show up like, yeah, nigga, I'm like, oh, who's this guy? This guy's trying to take my bitch.
Listen, this is why I would, you see what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
See how irate you just got?
Right.
You weren't listening to nothing else.
You right.
I'm literally telling you that nigga's still there.
Right.
Go talk to him.
Well, he wasn't around. I was looking.
No, he was. I had to put a whole album.
But see, that's what I was listening to. But then the hustle came.
So keep listening to that.
Okay. Well, that makes
sense. You ain't had to listen to the hustle.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
You really didn't.
I didn't.
Because it wasn't for you.
Yeah. But I just wanted to know what the mentality was. And now understanding it
makes
sense.
And then after that, I put out a double album.
Yeah, I know. I know all the R&B. Everything you put out R&B.
Cool.
Makes sense.
And then I put out another persona.
Uh-oh. I missed that one. Who was that?
Purple Wonderlove.
Purple Wonder Love.
Yeah.
I miss Purple Wonder Love.
I know.
I'm about to go get that.
Yeah,
man.
I know. What was Purple Wonder Love?
Exactly.
No, I want you to tell me. That shit sounds crazy.
I will in a second.
That's all I do?
Yeah.
I don't feel like you did shit.
I'm going to tell you. The point I was trying to make is I saw an opportunity to do something new.
Right.
People were putting out albums. Cool. I'm going to put out personalities.
See, now, there it is.
You gotta start somewhere.
You're right.
Folks ain't gonna love everything that you do. I was prepared for that.
You just fucked
that
makes sense.
You fucked that. That's the point that I didn't say it again, because I missed that perspective.
Yeah.
You were putting out
I didn't put out albums for 15 years. Okay, cool. I wanna do something else. I'm gonna keep doing this, but I got me a side hustle over here.
I'm gonna keep doing my job, but now I'm doing me. I got you.
So when you doing you is not well received, what do you think that says to me?
Purple Wonder Love.
That people only want you to do your job.
Here we go.
Yeah. That people only want you to do your job.
Do you hear the point where you dropped the Soul Child off your name?
Yeah. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
So it was just script music?
For a second.
That was another reason.
No. Well, first of all, for the record, music Soul Child is the first persona.
Right.
Right.
Let's just get that straight.
Right.
I didn't come out, you know, my mama's space as music that got developed and turned into something that you all know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it actually started, music and Soul Child was two different thought processes. But I put them together because Soul Child was the name that I wanted to release myself as. Mm. But music was the name I got to deal with.
Mm. Mm.
So I had a discussion with my manager at the time. He was like, dude, why would you change your name? Like, we got you the deal. It's music. And people that know you as music. Like, why would you flip it like that? Like, I was like, well, first of all, you ain't telling me that y'all was shopping me a deal. I would have put you in what the game plan was. But you know, we're here now. So I said, you know what? Let's just put it together. Like Busta Rhymes. You got Music Soul Child.
Right.
He was like, okay, cool. We could do that.
Right.
But after I put out the first album, I didn't feel like I was honoring me. I wasn't honoring the Soul Child idea. I was just doing my job that I got hired for as music. So I said, cool. Well, I want to, at some point, introduce myself as the thing that I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do that at a later time. In the meantime, let's just focus all the attention on who got the job. Mm-hmm. Music was the one that got the job, not Soul Child. And I know to a lot of people this might sound however it may sound, right. But I'm just being real with y'all. No. That's the process.
Okay, keep going.
But then that got confusing to people. So around about what, Love and Music, I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and just, you know, take this L with that and just fully incorporate and commit that the name is Music Soul Child. And whatever that idea that I had, I'll just come up with another name and I'll come up with all the rollout process with that at some other time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So needless to say, did you think that, because sometimes the things that we want may not be the best for us.
Right.
Now, could you say that the people around you saw the best in you?
It's possible.
You see what I'm saying?
However, I knew that they didn't know me. You have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I started recording
in
November of 98.
Mm-hmm.
I got a deal in 2000. A year ain't enough time to know somebody that's touching and going.
Right.
You're not really there.
So the people that the people that were in your process at that time weren't people that were familiar with your background in any way.
I just met them maybe a year prior.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, my managers at the time that introduced me to my writing partner and the producer, so I didn't know these people that deep. Yeah, we forged a relationship,
right?
You know, that went its own separate way due to certain events, you know, and we cool now, but it ain't folks that I grew up with that they knew me that deep. It was everybody was just doing their job, and I was just honoring that.
Right.
So coming from Philadelphia, though, like, it's a lot of soul history, you know, Philly soul, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes,
yeah,
you know
Kansas
what I'm saying?
Hall,
all the guys that Teddy, come out of Philly, Teddy Pendergrass, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Like, was that ever your goal, to be amongst those names?
Yeah.
I mean, because now you
are. That's what the whole Soul Child idea was.
Okay.
But here it is, what my initial MO was, I just wanted to do it with some hip hop.
Mm.
That's where hip hop soul comes from. I grew up in a town that's known for its soul music culture, but I grew up in the hip hop generation, so I'm listening to hip hop, and I'm like, if I put these two together, you got Music Soul Child.
So do you feel like now that you're free, you got the green light?
It is.
Yeah.
Shit, you can do that.
So back to the point of the green light. The green light started in 15 when I started releasing all of these personas. Well, the intention was to release all of these personas. I only got two off.
Right.
I really only got one. Well, I guess I got both of them off, but. And.
I made it more than
you. You don't want to have that conversation right now.
Shit. After Purple Wonder Love, I got it. I want to know. Lee, give us one more that you didn't put out that you wanted to.
No, there's more.
You got some more artists?
Give us
you
one.
You need a label, nigga.
Just sign yourself.
So now you thinking.
Need a Music Soul Child label.
So now you thinking like how I was thinking back then. And I just released my first artist and everybody was like, boo. And I was like, oh.
But see, why not? But why not?
We're going to have to rethink that.
Right.
We got to take that back to the drawing board.
But that's a good question, too.
No, and that's what's happening. But it takes time to recover.
Right.
It takes time to recover, especially emotionally, because somebody just shitted on your baby.
Rejection.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard to process.
See? You said you was doing your job.
Right.
What do you mean? Which part?
You said they were shitting on your baby. Is it work?
No, the hustle, that wasn't work.
That's the real shit.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, as an artist.
So now I'm
so
what I said was, okay, this is not ready to go out yet.
Okay.
We had already did what we did, you know what I'm saying? And I thought it had a good... Shut up.
Man,
I thought I had, you know what I'm saying? I thought I had my ducks in the line, but clearly there was, you know, a lot of stuff. Because, you know, I'm not working with a squad of people that can, like, do research and, you know, it's literally legit just me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, like, I just know that to hear you talk about the history of the music that you... know, what the fuck is wrong with
you? You got to ignore him.
To hear about the history of the music that you made and how great it is to us, and to hear you say that was you doing your job, but then you get to the point where you could be the nigga that you wanted to be.
But that's the thing.
Who cares again, what we think at that point?
So people, this is the thing that I keep noticing that people get mixed up. The hustle wasn't what I necessarily wanted to be. The hustle was something that I was doing at the time to see what it could be.
Oh, right. Okay. It was just a test run.
Right.
Purple Wonderlove was the real nigga. You
Now, Purple Wonderlove was closer to it. So if since we're talking about this whole idea of personas and, you know, if we're actually legit having this conversation, the reason why I keep referring to Hustle as a baby because the hustle was, it literally came out of me being in Atlanta. And all the other ones, I didn't spend time with them. I didn't live with them. They got backstories. I got a whole thing. This one came from me being here.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. So
that's where it came from.
I got you.
So I'm like, okay, I like these vibes. I don't know what to do with them yet.
Right.
So let me try to see and figure out what it could sound like. I reached out to a couple people. A lot of people said, no. Nah, cool. I get it. But some people say, yeah. You know, I got a song with a Bone Crusher on it. I got a song with Pastor Troy on it. I got a song with T-Pain on it. I got a song with Willie Ann on it. Like, it wasn't no, we didn't, it's not like a piss in the wind for me. Like, I was feeling it. I was committed. Mm-hmm. But I had to also understand, like, I didn't give nobody no heads up. I didn't give them no setup. But there was no bread to do that. There was no system behind it to make it, you know,
okay,
introduce it to people.
So think about it, you know, all those different personas, right? Now, I hear you, because I know exactly what you mean, because at one point in time, I was rapping like a motherfucker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
now you're on your woman
nobody cared, you feel me? But once I started singing, they like, what you say? I said, oh, y'all motherfucker want to hear me sing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I understood. But so.
You know, you should come out with DC. I just want to rap.
Yeah. Now think about it. Now let's go back. Now let's go back.
Uh-huh.
When you was making music, and remember, you just wanted to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the tracks that they chose. And they wasn't in there with you in those writing rooms. They wasn't in there creating.
Not in the beginning. And even though they weren't in the writing room,
they had somebody there.
The vibe was in the room.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Now, the process of you making those records, remember, you just singing. You just going in and singing. Mm. Who was that?
That was music. Music. So, all right. Again, since we're talking about these, because you got to understand, like, I live with these.
Everybody does.
Vibes, you know what I'm saying, all day. Music is the dude that goes to work every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and again, just as a disclaimer, I understand how this may come across, but this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So music, everybody knows music. Music goes to work. Music does his job. Music don't complain. Music don't talk shit. Music don't talk back. Like, music just does his job. He about to get into the period.
He's a great guy.
He is. You know what I'm saying? But
a duffel bag.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's in here? Oh, Purple Wonderland. Anybody want to talk to that Purple Wonderland?
Anybody want to talk to the hustler?
You're an asshole.
You just got your advice, Purple Wonder.
Anyway, but this is why I don't talk about it.
No, you
know
what
I'm saying? I know you fucking with me.
You
I know.
Have to get it off.
No, I know. But now I'm starting to realize. But that was the reason.
why I was finding myself in all of these dark ass spaces, because I'm not being my full self.
Right.
Behind trying to be some shit I think everybody want me to be.
You gotta pick who you want to be first.
Now you gotta understand. Now,
but the thing is, I was trying to figure out how to do all of them.
Uh-uh. You gotta pick one.
Nah, I already picked one.
So as an artist.
I already picked one.
So as an artist, mm-hmm. Even though Music Soul Child was something that you felt like was created, and even though on an intellectual level and as a creator, mm-hmm. you wanted to give them, like you said, different persona and different albums.
Think about it like this. How many damn personas did Denzel be?
Who?
Denzel Washington.
Shit, he beat one. Yeah, if you really want to know.
How many personas did he beat?
Nah, he did a couple on. He did a lot on.
Yeah.
He did a lot on.
Yeah.
So you want to change the music game?
No, not necessarily change the music game. No. That's not necessarily the plan.
Right.
The plan is not to change the music game.
Right.
The plan is to do something else.
Different. So you going to be the nigga that was in the music game. Different niggas.
I guess ultimately, yeah.
Okay, let me ask a hypothetical question.
Okay.
Say the hustle take off. I'm talking about stupid numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody be like, we want the hustle.
You got the hustle.
But what if the hustle takes
off?
But
wait.
But you telling me?
But I'm serious.
Let me answer that one part.
Okay.
Let me address the one part. Do you think, are you implying that it's going to be to the point where folk going to be like, but we don't never want to hear music again?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is the hustle took off.
Mm-hmm.
Golden hot.
Right.
Don't nobody want to hear Purple Wonderlust. So you say you just gonna switch either way it goes. Whether this shit stupid.
So think about it like this. If you had a job,
well,
right?
You need to leave. Well, you need to leave.
Nah, he good. No, he good. So if you had a job that you was feeding your family from for 15 years, right?
Right.
And then you just got this new opportunity.
Right.
But your first job say, yo, you know what I'm saying? We encourage you to go to the new gig. We'll cut your hours some, but you can stay here too.
Right.
You not going to work both gigs?
Man, Michael Jordan played baseball. Did nobody want to see that shit?
I feel
not one person.
I feel
and he was great at it.
He
too.
Was a great
and
player.
That motherfucker was great.
And he decided to say, you know what? I'ma just go back to basketball.
Exactly. But trust me, I don't understand which when you say not giving a fuck, because I done made people accept
look at that.
This shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Chico Wonderlust.
Yeah.
Nah, we had to call him Wonder Front, nigga. He go Wonder Front, Wonder with a front at.
But I saw your post about it, and I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because exactly. I get it. But the thing is, also, you know, at the same time, it's simplistic because it's something that is natural. When you turn into a whole now, if I grew my hair and started acting like I was a rodeo clown, then motherfuckers might have been like, he's taking it too far.
We're not saying you wrong. We come in this bitch and be different niggas every day.
I'm not, my point is, I think people keep taking the words that I'm saying and then associating it with what they think I'm saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to what I'm saying.
Stop the music.
I'm not saying that I'm turning into another person.
Right.
I'm just saying, I'm playing in this movie, and I'm playing in this movie, too. But you might not like this movie.
Right.
But you still got this one. But see, and then I'm going to try to do this other movie.
But see, the thing is, though, what you got to accept, understand, from my perspective as fans, is if we see a movie and don't like the movie, it's like, I'm not watching no more of them goddamn movies.
Cool.
But see, you've already given us a movie that's so five, now, six classic.
So
movies.
Now understand this side. Mm-hmm. I'm already committed to take whatever L come with it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what comes with you trying shit.
Right, that's very true.
You gotta know that everybody gonna like everything.
Right.
That wasn't my issue.
Right.
My issue was I needed to figure out how did I wanna respond? How did I wanna come back from that? Did I wanna keep pouring into this project and make it a thing? Or do I just listen to everybody and pull back?
I think nobody knew that you was coming out with albums at different personas. They was just like, oh, he didn't change.
But I was saying that I was.
You know, niggas don't listen, man.
You ain't gonna say shit.
Hey man, I'm done.
But low key, he funny with it. But that be the end of dialogue. Right. That legit be the end of dialogue.
That's right. Crazy.
You
Purple
know what I'm saying?
Love a hustle in there. I'm so, going first.
No, it's my turn.
So I released them both in 2015.
I got one to love.
Oh yeah, I'm fucking with. I never now the hustle. I already have formulated my opinion on the hustle, that's so fine. I doubt. But Purple Wonder Love, I had no idea. So yeah. I'm fucking with Purple Wonder Love.
What is Purple Wonder Love?
Is that what it sounds like? Like Purple Wonder Love?
What do you think it sounds like?
Purple Wonder Love sound like a nigga that float in the places. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you know what you do?
This is Purple Wonder Love.
I got Purple Wonder Love.
Oh, you said in Indian style. Oh, yeah, that's Purple Wonder Love.
Yeah.
Purple Wonder Love seems like a nigga that if you tell him you got a headache, he going to give you a crystal. Hold this up against your forehead, my brother.
Right, yeah.
5 minutes, that's mercurium dipped in motherfucking Emetius root. You'll be fine.
Whoa. I don't even know half of them words.
You don't know.
Don't worry, Carl. I'll show you. I have a crystal. I'll go get it.
Hey, man.
So, to answer your question, so I was speaking about how the hustle represented my personal security. These are just extensions of, like I mentioned before, parts of myself that I just decided as a creative person to identify and give jobs. I gave them names, I gave them backstories because I gotta know where all you niggas is. Right. Because y'all not finna run me.
Not finna have you fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
So is it hard to go back to music?
No.
It's easy.
No.
Because that's the job. So you've already accepted. You've been doing the job.
It's muscle
years.
Memory at this point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, what's been happening is I've been dealing with a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with my job, but has been interfering with me doing my job.
You all right?
He's right.
I had a talk with Purple Wonder.
He on your ass.
It's fine.
It's my guy.
Yeah, you knew we was going to talk to
you. Oh, no, it's all good. He already got me. He got me with on Wild Not.
Yeah.
I hit him back like, hey, you got me, bro. That's good.
You did the shit.
But see, that's a good thing, though, that shows that it's genuine, because if you weren't secure with all of this, you would be mad. Like, don't disrespect Purple Wonder Love. I kill you, nigga.
Okay. Like, so.
Okay. First of all, I don't even know how to fuck with that.
Purple Wonder Love ain't no killer.
The hustle shoot shit out.
I understand, brother. I understand your frustrations, man.
Exactly. So, now, I was saying about how hustle, you know what I'm saying? Because the hustle represented, like, yo, man. You can't keep, you know what I'm saying, like being that way. You can't keep opening your heart and letting folks in. Like, you can't keep trusting people. You can't keep letting them, giving them rope and giving them road to do you like that. You know what I'm saying? They only responded to what you're giving. You be giving folks everything with no resume. Like, stop doing that. I know you love everybody. Thank you.
Why were you doing that?
I'm glad that you brought that up. When you've been deprived of what you need, you try to give it to everybody. You try to be the thing you never got. And you don't realize that it ain't for everybody.
That's Wonder Love right there. That's what you're talking about, right? Mm. But
we're trying to get to the
root. Okay, but look, what about Purple Wonder Love? How about this? How come Purple Wonder Love couldn't talk to Music Soul Child?
Say, because you know Johnny Flamingo was on the telephone.
They don't know. Purple Wonder Love be like, look, motherfucker, you ain't singing what they sing. We gonna use your voice. But I'm going to tell you what to say.
No.
Music don't listen.
Don't work like that.
But let me ask you this. Like, but you having that perspective, did that prevent, were you ever competitive as music? Like, did that keep you from being, because there was a lot of artists that were, you know, making music,
I never got into that headspace of being competitive with anybody, because I was too busy
using your own.
Yeah, you and all these other people.
Okay. Right. Makes sense.
Right. You feel better?
Yeah.
You were waiting on that one.
But, yeah, but right, I mean, time and everything. You know, I say that because
you
one of the guys that I would always refer. You know, we get into arguments about R&B music, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because especially back when it was still like its own mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you was one of the niggas, I would always be like, man, niggas ain't fucking with music, nigga. That nigga go hard because you got them songs that right. is not just, you know, you got some R&B singers that just sing and, you know, croon.
So
you did all the hip hop soul.
So now here's the
shit.
Thing that got brought to my attention from my guys. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? If you really listen to the song and you wouldn't know unless I told you, I can pinpoint where what song got hijacked by these other niggas. It's been a lot of it's been some Hustle in there, it's been some Purple in there, it's been, you know, some other guys in there. But I tried the whole run it down the music lane. It wasn't enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. I'm not presenting that element or that vibe in its, you know, intended form.
But package right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm watering it down, you know what I'm saying? Because I gotta be this guy. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, I'm gonna stop doing that. Whatever this guy is, whatever this sound is, whatever this space is, I'm just gonna honor that and leave it alone.
Right.
That's why the names.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not messing with this. Cause I know people they hard by this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna try to force nothing into it. I tried it, it didn't work. So when people are like, why don't you just call him Mick? Because that's not what's happening.
Right.
Something else is happening. And it deserves its own space, its own lane, its own name, its own thing. Let it be it.
That's fearlessness, though, when you think about it. Even though it took you the time because you didn't worry about that affecting the music. I mean, the music soul child that you had already laid down for damn near
because I had 15 years. Because I had a lot of confidence that there was so much momentum that I could afford to step out and try something. Oh. And if it didn't work, I still got this.
Right.
Makes sense.
But I was so committed to the other thing. Like, okay, if you don't fool with it, then cool. That just means that I got to work harder at making it better.
Right.
Now, at this point, you know what I'm saying? Are you planning on releasing anybody else?
Yeah, but I need to, just as a personal thing, like I need to make good on what I already did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So for instance, on my new album, Feel the Real, I did a hustle feature on the album, on one of the songs. And that one feature, that one verse feels way better than anything that I've done as the Hustle. And I like what I did as the Hustle. Even the stuff that I ain't even released yet, that one verse.
So basically, what he's saying is, you want to put it out. Now that you learn how to receive whatever comes with it, you know how to adjust and then make that artist a better artist.
But that
goes back to my point that, like you saying, you did that verse on your music album. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that if I was listening to a music album and I seen the Hustle, I would be like, "Who is the Hustle?" Yeah, and that makes
but
it
that
easy.
Was but that was the original plan. Y'all weren't supposed to know that it's me.
Okay.
But, you know, you can't hide nothing on social media. Everybody knows it. You can't.
Right, you can't do nothing. Right.
You were just supposed to drop it.
What happened?
That's smart. Drop it, not saying that it's him.
What?
Getting three, four different checks.
That was supposed to be the plan.
Come on. That was a great idea, man.
You know what I'm saying? So I just took that lesson, and whatever I'm about to, whenever I do it again,
right,
I'm gonna take that route. Y'all not gonna know until it's already a thing.
Yeah, even if I wanted to take it serious, once I seen the leather crown fitted, I was like, okay, music is tripping.
But that's okay, like the artist. Again,
that wasn't the plan. Right. It's just something that happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So basically, the marketing and strategy.
It was no marketing strategy.
It was drop.
Figure it out.
You just showed up one day as the interview. They thinking they music coming to the interview, and you showed up as the Hustle.
Oh, no. They were informed.
Oh, okay.
Informed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't going to switch nobody.
Right.
Professional. Like, right. I don't even move like that.
Right.
However, you did have people that, even though I may have moved, you know, professionally, they didn't move professionally because they were like, oh, no, yeah, we'll talk to those when I got this. So, a music soul child. That's like, damn. I thought we had to understand that that's not what this is. You want a music soul child interview? Set up a music soul child interview. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga. But see, as the Hustle, you can cuss their ass out. Bitch ass nigga, you got me fucked up.
Nigga, I told you, hoe ass niggas, ain't no music soul child.
Exactly.
Smack the dog shit out one of you.
But I didn't want to. But I didn't want to instigate that narrative on my name. You know what I'm saying?
But that it wasn't the hustle with your name. It's a whole new nigga. But, fuck you, bitch ass. Nigga, ain't no music, nigga. I knock your motherfucking nose loose, bitch. Fuck you talking about, hoe ass nigga. Ain't no music, nigga. I stomp on this motherfucking table. Nigga. Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. Nigga.
Fuck you talking about?
Fuck you talking about? That would have made that. I know that would have made me like, oh, this nigga is a different nigga.
Yeah.
No, he not looking.
But now, in my mind, I'm thinking, no, don't do that because you're gonna scare folks. You already confused them.
Fuck folks.
You're gonna scare them. Don't scare them.
So I feel like, say for example, like how her dropped, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody really saw her face.
Yeah, but you ghost heard, face killer.
But you heard her. But you heard her music, like crazy. Nobody knew. Her face.
No, I understand that. And I made the wrong move, and I said, you know what? Okay, folks won't see me anyway. I might as well lean into it. Whatever.
Right.
After what happened, what I knew what was going to happen, I was like, I can't take it back now.
Right.
And that's why I keep saying I had to commit to it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had to keep pushing through. It didn't roll out how I wanted it to roll out because you had too many people that weren't confident in it and they wanted to lean on music. And I'm not going to argue with the people that are helping me.
Right.
Because they don't know what's in here. And right. I ain't got time to explain to you why it's better to go this way.
Right. I got to go listen to the hustle now.
In hindsight, though, which is always 2020, how would you do it today? If today nobody, if it never happened.
Like I just said, I wouldn't even mention. I would just put records out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And,
who it is.
And whatever the does was, it'll be the you wouldn't care. But when that one hit, you know what I'm saying?
Then you show up and it's you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
You know what
that
I'm saying? And how I know is because I had people play it for people. I put out a single and had people play it for people. And, oh, this go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, what if I told you that's music soul? Oh, hell no, man. Right, I ain't playing this. It's like, wow.
I know exactly how you feel. Because I got an album called If You Didn't Know Me. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? When I was trying to literally merge the R&B. Mm-hmm. So I came up with the concept just to put people mindset. Like, if somebody was giving you the CD, like, this is my cousin. Mm-hmm. That's why. Yeah, you see my face, but if you didn't know me, I want you to put you in that mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
Not know if you know me for the comedy. If you just didn't know me and you listen to it, you'd be like, oh, this motherfucker hard.
Now, what was encouraging is that when I started moving around, there was people that would shout out the hustle at a Music Soul Child concert. I'm like, hey, they print out their own Hustle's t-shirts. I'm like, oh.
Like, so hey, don't wear this shit at my show. Oh, right.
Nigga, beef with itself.
Wait, look at that.
Stop the music. Fuck, you got his shit on. If you at the wrong spot for all that.
He keep looking at the crowd. How you looking at him, bro?
Yeah, security. These three right here. And then we got these three motherfuckers. They think shit is a motherfucking game. I got ladies in here tonight.
That should be happening, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Yeah, get that shit. Ain't no hustling tonight.
But so I tried. So then I tried to do it with Purple. I tried to do a show. It was only advertised as Purple. I only did Purple songs. And again, I still don't know
how to be
Purple Love.
Purple Wonderland. I still don't know how to, because I don't have no practice with this, doing it in real time.
Right.
It's just ideas in my head. So, like, to make them happen in real life, I don't know. Like, I know how to react and be whatever with music. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with these other guys. I need time.
Why not just a song?
Slow
why a whole
that
album?
That's what walk that I shit. Know. Like, this is what you do. You open up a Twitter account as Purple Wonderland and just keep retweeting this shit as music. And that's how, you know what I'm saying? You throw the ideas out like that, see how they receive. And then that's the way you slow walk it, and then you get the ideas.
Why doesn't
like,
do an album together?
Okay.
They everybody couldn't do one project?
Always says that.
What?
Everybody always says, and that's not a bad idea. That's not a
put
bad idea.
Put all on one project?
Yeah. Yes.
That's not a bad idea, and that is the plan.
Can they get a music feature?
Yeah.
The mind of music. That'll be the...
You're not the only one that can, I mean, not to shoot you down, but you're not the only person that came up with that idea.
It's
a great idea.
Music in them.
Okay.
All right. Music in them.
I'm actually more inclined to go that way.
Yeah,
you like that?
That's actually, I actually like that
them,
better.
It works. Music in them?
Music in them. I like music that better.
I ain't gonna lie, that's all right.
But.
So you calling me, man? I am Purple Wonderland. I'm not behind
not even purple. Watch. You gonna listen to purple, and you gonna get it. You gonna get it. So, but what I had in mind is like, okay, I could do that, but it would hit different if people knew who all of these people were.
But that's what I was asking. Why they get a whole album? They don't just, they needed
no,
a whole album.
No, only got like 7 songs.
That's
like,
okay.
Saying, like, start a Facebook page first, right?
No, I got an Insta. I got an Insta for all of them. Right.
Yeah, Purple but, got an Insta.
I
got
to see this guy.
I know. I'm about to look up Purple One Love.
I got to see this nigga, man.
You. I understand. Dude, first of all, y'all wouldn't have even known about it if we weren't talking about it.
No,
it
we would have found this.
But see, you know what I'm saying? We wanted to get it off your chest so you could feel it.
We feel like they had enough goddamn.
Exposed. Yeah. There's going to be niggas at the house.
How you spell Purple Wonder Love?
I did not know music was Purple Wonder Love.
That's no. him.
You know the nigga
now,
I just had to put you on.
Now, what I will say, though.
I've been trying to put you on Purple
Now, what I will say, the Purple Wonder Love, the people that people caught on to Purple Wonder Love, I ain't really do nothing with it. I just put it out.
Hold
and
up,
people
man.
Find it themselves.
So you trying not to tell us what their Instagram is.
So what about this? Yeah, what's Purple Wonder Love Instagram?
So what about this? What if Purple Wonder Love take off, right? And they only want,
like
and they only want Purple Wonder Love.
It's about to take off. After this, you don't know about the 85 South Show.
No, I do.
Man,
that's why I'm here. In the comments, hashtag Purple Wonder Love.
Listen, but okay. When Purple Wonder Love take off, what
that's a video of me. I shot a video for one of the songs in Egypt.
In Egypt, and Purple Wonder Love.
In there, I want to see Purple Wonder
Love. What about the rest of them? So what the one on take off?
So I got to honor what I did first. Like, I want this to take off to get people even in the mindset of even knowing how to receive a
dude
doing
Hustle or Purple Wonder Love?
Either. Like, both actually. Both of them.
Boy, Purple Wonder Love on here with Charlie Wilson and everything.
Get my words out. I'm trying to get the idea to people first.
You're trying to implant
that
the idea.
That it's a person doing different things. That by itself
never been heard of in music.
It's a jump for
you
people.
You need that Leonardo DiCaprio Inception, nigga. That's what you got to do.
That ain't never been heard of in music. Like, I got two different artists that's fire right now.
You I mean, Kanye kind of did it with 808s and Heartbreaks. You know what I'm saying?
But he was still Kanye.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was completely
but it was
different.
I actually like that one.
I definitely see where you're going with it. I think people perceive it differently.
Nigga, Purple Wonder Love looks like Jaheim.
The head wrap. I get it.
Like Jaheim. I'm fucking with Purple Wonder Love, bitch.
I'm finna go listen to it. All I keep getting is Prince vibe.
So the idea for Purple Wonder Love is, I just thought one day, like, what would it sound like if you put Bob Marley vibes with Sade vibes?
What? And niggas ain't respect that?
No, they mess with them. They mess with Purple Wonder Love.
Oh, I'll just follow Purple Wonder Love.
Oh, shit. I can't believe that. You said Sade and Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Boy. That's all I listen to.
A side note, this ain't got nothing to do with nobody but you, but you known for the glasses, the frame. I'm a big frame person. That's a big reason why where do you get your do you get your shit specially made? Or?
Nah. I even tried to link with a few people, but, you know, it didn't really go that far. I don't know why it don't make
niggas
any
got
sense.
The game. You ain't got no stupid. Nigga. They stupid. They
anyway.
Spoiled. You
ain't stupid.
From the moment we saw you, you had the cold ass frames, nigga. Like
always,
some people they don't get it.
Would you want, even if it wasn't a big brand, like an independent brand?
Don't matter. As long as it's something that I would actually wear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rep a brand that I'm not gonna wear. I look crazy.
Who they need to hit? You, Perp Wonder Love, or the Hustle?
Okay. Anyway,
is it 3-7 deals?
It's the Hustle.
Hit my manager. Right. No, seriously though, I think that would be dope because I know that from the first moment we saw you, nigga, you had the, and it was always the cold. Mm-hmm. And them, like, those like that, them was the first time I ever seen those type of frames on a nigga.
Me too.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
You know
thank
what I'm
you.
Saying?
This is so for the record, this is a low-key shout-out to Stevie, because Stevie is essentially my music teacher, and he doesn't know it. So
you ain't never met Steve?
I met him a couple times. Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. And, you know, I gave him his, you know, when I told him. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But I'm sure he gets that all the time. So I don't really, like, you know, expect that to go that far. But, you know, it's
what if he don't? What if he be like, it's about time nigga show some love?
I'm sure people have given him a ton
but
of
what
problems,
if, like you said, what if it ain't from the motherfuckers he wanted from?
Right. Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, so, you know, it's just a, you know, my own constant reminder of where it started for me. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, speaking of, you say Stevie is your musical teacher. What's your, like, Stevie has one of the best albums ever made to me. Top 5 albums ever, and Songs in the Key of Life.
Songs in the Key of Life.
So, like, what's your favorite, Stevie?
Ooh. have a favorite.
How the fuck you don't have a favorite?
Because all of them. You talking to me like
I oh okay, I thought it was Purple One Blood, nigga.
See what you started? And now you done got him back. Cause he was trying to be cool. He was trying to drink his water, be cool. You done brought him back. You just gonna let him live. He was trying to take his exit, cool, man.
I'm glad I came to work today.
Hey, man, do your job. Stop being yourself.
All right. Y'all
are ridiculous.
Hey, man, but that's the thing.
But the first thing that comes to mind is Inner Visions.
Okay.
That's old school.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Inner Visions for a long time. You know, well, it was a toss-up between Inner Visions and Music in My Mind. You know what I'm saying? It was a toss-up between them two. You know what I'm saying? Any, like, real, you know, Stevie Wonder hit. Ironically, that's where the wonder comes from. Wonderland. You know what I'm
Shit. Nigga, see, we making this shit come to life, nigga.
So
now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
So, because it has a song on there called Vision, which is my favorite Stevie Wonder song ever.
Ooh, that's my favorite Stevie Wonder song ever. It's Saturn, nigga.
I can listen to the it's a ribbon in the sky.
Oh, yeah, nigga, I'm on it. It's the
ribbon in the sky for me.
Ribbon in the sky.
Is cold.
You should hear, yo. So I don't know if y'all know about Dilla, J. Dilla, the producer.
That's my nigga.
Okay,
Donuts, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a music connoisseur.
So man. I did a 5-song EP. It's on Bandcamp for free. Mm-hmm. You can download it for free on Bandcamp. And I took 5 Dilla beats. And I did 5, you know, old school soul songs. Mm-hmm. I did a Prince song. I did a Michael Jackson song. I did a Donny Hathaway song, Marvin Gaye song, and a Stevie Wonder song. Mm. I did Ribbon in the Sky.
Bullshit. Yeah. Bandcamp. Go on and get that.
Yeah, I did Ribbon in the Sky.
I'm telling you, fuck with you, nigga. I'm telling you.
Like, I did that, nigga. I drove a Saturn. I used to ride around and listen to Saturn in my Saturn, nigga.
So,
<that's stupid.
laughs> I did, nigga.
So, fun fact, I don't remember what, probably on the documentary they did about it, but you know that a song was originally supposed to be going back to Saginaw?
Michigan?
Yeah.
Ain't no way that song was about no motherfucking Saginaw, Michigan. Yeah. I've been to Saginaw, Michigan. Ain't nobody living to be 200
well,
and flying.
That's where you're from.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I feel you, Steve.
Saginaw?
Yeah, you must. That must be the blind shit. You ain't see Saginaw the way I seen it, nigga. I'm telling you.
Saginaw gonna be on your ass.
No,
boy.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying. I fuck with Saginaw, but that sad. I'm talking about in comparison to the song. Let's clear it up. I don't want them Saginaw niggas because I fuck with y'all.
That's
my favorite shit.
No,
dog.
I think it was just a. It was
but
just
nigga,
like a.
Listen to Saturn, and if you from Saginaw, listen to Saturn and see if that's what he's talking about.
No, I think it was. I think it was like kind of like a play on words kind of thing that kind of got creative.
Oh,
so
okay.
Saginaw, but the music sounds so spacey. It's like, why not make it Saturn?
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know how the story went, and I think that I saw it on the documentary that they did about it. I don't know who told that story. I don't know how true it is, but I would assume that it's legit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think he would say it on the documentary.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree. I just know Saturn is about a place that, and I've been to Saginaw, hood in a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't flying around that bitch. You got to check in to Saginaw. You ain't got to check in to Saturn. You better check in to Saginaw when you come through that motherfucker.
They got some
niggas out there that'll see about you, nigga. Hell yeah, nigga. Yeah. Michigan, nigga. Them niggas is different up that motherfucker.
But I done did so much crap, bro. Like, but I don't know what everybody catches, especially nowadays. It's a whole bunch of traffic out there, so right. I don't know. So I just figure with the persona, just keep throwing a whole bunch of other stuff out there. Maybe they might like this. Maybe they might like that. Right. I don't know.
So in the space that you're in right now, do you feel Music Soul Child is gonna hit us with some more shit?
Yeah, but I needed to kind of regroup. Mm-hmm. I needed to I kind of lost the road. You know what I'm saying? In a way of speaking, I couldn't see the road no more. Like, you know, you do something for so long, you know, and everything was happening so fast. Everything happened so fast for me. I never had time to develop. I was developing. Like, what people don't understand, like, my entire career, y'all have been watching my learning curve the whole time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just, hey, this makes sense. You know, my survival instincts just kept kicking in. I just happened to be extremely super high functioning under uncomfortable circumstances because that was my life. So I figure it out. But it's only now that I'm able to like reflect on everything, and I'm like, all right, I need to do stuff differently. I'm not gonna do that again. But if I'm do this again, I gotta do my. So
where your partners and them be at? What they be saying when you be doing this shit? Like your homeboy.
Put the album out.
Right. Like, you got no cousins or nothing.
Fuck what they say. We dropping this shit.
Like.
Put the they're extremely encouraging.
Really?
Yeah, they're extremely encouraging. However, you know what I'm saying? We still got to figure out what the move is.
So what, nobody no like, I don't know about this one, bro. We might want to rethink this one.
No, because, well, you got to understand, I think about it so many times before I even say anything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just tag team with it now.
I just think it's fucking stupid, man. I'm trying to pay attention to my job. Talk to my goddamn dog, man.
Fam, you
get
know.
What the fuck, bro?
But you know what you get with this dude, though. Like, why are you surprised?
Just smoke on music and purple water, love, bro. I stole the self. My nigga, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I can't take this shit, man. What the fuck, bro?
You know who this nigga is, though.
Let
me ask you this, though. Lot of niggas get mad when they get their music, you know, fuck with it. Read that. Like, did you appreciate the Lil Duval remix?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, they all right, bet. I always wanted that.
It's all for me, bro. Like, I don't even get into any of that. It'd be weird when people be coming at me with stuff like that. I'm like, yo. What part of my timeline has it ever, you know, been presented to y'all? Like, I'm on that. Like, yeah. I've always been about love, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I know both songs word for word, so that's why I asked.
I'm going to be 100. Mm-hmm. As a fan, mm-hmm. We don't give a damn who you is.
Amen.
We love your artistry, bro.
Thank you.
And we love the fact that you... Do all of the shit that you said, nigga, you cool enough and real enough to be able to talk about it and put it out there. Because it's a lot of people who go through whatever you go through right now.
I'm glad you said that because I wanted to represent some kind of way that anybody that might want to do this, like, I want to see what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, there is no road for this. Like, I have to, like, make a road. Right. Now, whoever want to do it may want to, like, follow my lead, or they want to like take some game from it and do it their way. I don't care, but I don't see anybody that has done it, and I'm not even saying that I'm gonna be successful at it, you know, that deep. Right. But I'm gonna try because it's in my head to do it, and I'm willing to put in the work. So why not?
Who the next person dropping the album? Persona.
I know you.
No bullshit.
I know you serious.
I'm dead the fuck serious. You're not.
But
about
in
to
the
come
context of this conversation,
I want to know.
That just comes across very hilarious.
We getting some promotion on this. So not just dropping this shit, Renegade.
So
we're gonna do a build up and a rollout. We're gonna take some photographs.
So I'm gonna give you
shit.
So I'm gonna give you an exclusive. It's already happening. You just don't know about it.
Uh oh.
But you will.
So that's the nigga name.
How you gonna be secretive?
Come on, man.
Let us know.
Because I had to learn. Deadass, yeah. But I learned from my past.
Right. Ah, right. There you go.
Who was you talking about?
Now you
won't get mad at me for being secretive.
Right.
Come
you're
on.
Right. Niggas ain't shit. I want
Big Alay.
Right. I take it. I'm mad.
And it takes time for you to do it.
Because the shit is intriguing when you get it explained. You just show up as a nigga. It's like,
and you know what's ill? Everybody that when I talk to them like this about it, they be like, oh, I get it.
Right.
But why should you have to go this deep with it? I'm telling you. They're never going to understand.
How you going to set yourself up for the LU?
That's me.
Yo. Yo.
Help me.
I just watched him.
Help me.
And help him.
Purple set himself up.
That's crazy.
It's not worth it.
That's pretty good.
It's not worth it. Purple.
Okay.
Music's a good guy.
First of all.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
Down purple.
Y'all got
down
the,
purple.
Y'all got the
down
narrative
purple.
All wrong.
Down purple.
Man.
Down.
They gonna set me up with the mystery. It's already happening. You just don't know.
No, because I wasn't trying to be mysterious. I'm telling you, it's already happening.
Right.
It's literally already happening.
Well, I was asking, put me up on game. I don't want to miss the next show.
No, I don't want to say it like, no, because it's a...
No, you know? He learned from his past.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to just let it happen. Yeah, don't say nothing. Just let us hear the shit and be like, oh, who the fuck is Black, motherfucking Black Jones, nigga?
Black Jones.
Black Jones, nigga. Black Jones, dope as a motherfucker. Then we find out it's you, nigga. You just show up like, ah, I got you, bitch ass, nigga.
He really trying to hit us. He hitting us with the greatest marketing strategy ever, if you think about it. Any nigga that you hear that you might think is him.
I didn't think about that.
New niggas don't stand a chance. That's music in our motherfucking life.
But I'm going to tell you something. You have to keep in mind.
On my ass.
You got to keep in mind, though. If you listen to Purple and if you listen to Hustle, they're vastly different from music.
Right.
So that's a, you know. Message. Yeah. This not gonna sound like music soul. It's gonna be in a totally different
that shit,
space.
You should make that shit like
I'm
a challenge.
I'm telling you right now. You we're getting on somebody album.
Yeah, you gotta make it a challenge, nigga. Yeah, like figure out it. Like you motherfuckers gotta find out who it is. Nigga, you just
we gonna you know, sneak it out here and there, but eventually it's gonna be a reveal.
Oh, yeah, you gotta let us get on the skit for the next album.
Definitely that, yeah.
Is that just solely for music or it's just like this is something I gotta get out of my chest.
So now, would you be music?
Like for the different personas as artists?
No, that's just for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, here's another thing. The personas, you know what I'm saying, are also attached to, you know, I got hobbies. You know what I'm saying? I got other things that I like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got one persona that goes into my love for cooking. You know what I'm saying? And that's supposed to be a whole other thing. I got another persona that my
you
love
You gonna make an album about cooking?
Not specifically about
put
cooking.
The chicken in the oven. Let me see what it tastes like. What it tastes like. Yeah, he's just talking gravy. Hey, cause we about to make some gravy.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the cheese. Oh, one more time. Don't forget about the cheese. Oh, will you put it on the dish? Hey. Okay.
I want
some tacos.
Okay. Cut. I don't like that.
Yeah, that went somewhere else.
No, listen.
That shit. You know, I got one, you know what I'm saying? I got a whole thing that I actually did a soundtrack. Mm. I did a soundtrack to a whole TV show, animated TV series that I was working on.
Because
I'm not going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't tell. You know what I'm saying?
So there's another person who made a song for the TV show.
To the TV show.
I mean, to the
what if that's a whole yeah. That's what a whole nother. That's a whole nother. Okay.
What if it was like a kid show? This thing just
no.
It'd be the puppet.
Well,
for
let me find out that you the baby shark. That's you, nigga.
No,
you should do a puppet show with all the different motherfuckers like he did.
No.
To music.
See, I didn't even say shit. That ain't killing you.
And for the record,
you thought I was the bad guy.
For the record, I appreciate that. It
I
definitely
don't smoke. What happened when I don't get my weed?
So, for the record, you know what I'm saying? The point I was trying to make is that I got different things that I want to do, different creative spaces I want to, you know, tap into.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Do
but the beginning, but the beginning of it was that the hustle was supposed to be the beginning of it because it's the one that I knew the least about.
Okay.
And I wanted to try it out with everybody and we can all kind of like make it into something.
You don't have to tell us, but which one do you know the most about? Mm. And why? And whatever that may be, do you think that one should be the next one?
No, I think that should be, I think once, if I can get everybody, well, not everybody, but if I can get a lot of people to understand what's happening,
right?
You know, and kind of take away the, you know, the part about it out of the way and people just honor the fact that, oh, dude, just being creative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not known for putting out crap. I know you probably didn't fool with the hustle, but I put a lot of work into it.
He
you know
never said he didn't fool with the hustle.
I just said I didn't listen to it. I didn't say I didn't listen to it. See? Because I was confused.
Gotcha. Okay.
I didn't have the understanding that I have now.
We didn't know if you was going through the shit with the label or not. You just left us out there.
We've
been
know
supporting
what,
you and this woman who keep bringing your order and you ain't told us shit.
Because of the label situation.
Well.
You see what I'm saying?
What happened was I got told that I was no longer on the label.
They dropped you
for the minute. So the I was like, bet. That's when I gave myself the green light.
Mm. Hold up, wait a minute. They just told you.
Nah. Huh? Yeah, you good.
This is before the hustle.
This is before. Actually, it was while I was recording the hustle.
Time out. See, that's a part that you got to go into, that part of the record industry. You mean to tell me that music, Soul Child, mm-hmm. got dropped from a label?
There's a way that, that's a way that you could say it, but yeah, I gotta let go. Mm-hmm.
Not music, Soul Child.
What?
Yeah, not the motherfucker y'all wanted to create and start, and you gonna let your baby go.
You're gonna bring it full circle.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot that went into that decision, I'm sure. Right. I wasn't part of that decision, clearly.
Right.
Except, you know, on the other side of it. And it got, you know, secondhand, you know.
Right. What reason do you think that because did the music change?
I don't know.
It was just one of them days.
Yep.
Man, that's a cold game, right?
And,
there.
But I was so in my bag at the time where I was like, I was excited. I was like,
I'm out of here.
Cool, let's go. I have no reason to hold back anymore. I can just try whatever I want to try out now.
Right. Okay.
You know, I eventually, you know, got signed to an indie, you know, or a smaller label, a distribution company, actually. Right. And that's what I put out the next two projects, Life on Earth and Feel the Real.
Yeah. And now, do you like it? Do you find it easier to do your job independently or with a machine?
No, it's different. Like, you swap out things. You know what I'm saying? So, with the machine, you get all the resources.
Yes, sir.
But you don't really have too much of a say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not really. But when you go the other way, it's whatever you want to do. But it's also whatever you can afford.
Tell them that.
So, it's all about what's important to you. But now, I'm in a space where I might need to just go either completely indie, you know what I'm saying, just myself, or just go back, you know, into my doing my job bag to get the bag so that I can fund everything else.
You such of a goat, my nigga, and you ain't on no label. If you was to go back to the music label, you would destroy it. And they gonna start calling me like, you got 4 or 5 million, you got 6 million, 7 million, he's back. Right, you're like, no, he never went nowhere, I just had to do my shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I think I just needed a time to process everything.
Yeah.
I never had time to process anything.
Right.
I've been just go since day one. I never stopped.
So really, this is just a release button.
I needed it.
Just
needed
get this shit off your chest, just release it.
Yeah, you can come back here anytime you need to.
This is whatever. We love it.
I feel like this has been very therapeutic.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. I don't really get to talk like this everywhere because everybody
went,
nigga, that's what it is.
We love it. Answer the question.
Yeah.
Now
that's why we're getting at, because, you know, we'll put an independent together now. We can make some shit.
How much music, Soul Child, have you kept from release? Like, how much of that is
a lot of it is like legit lost, because a lot of it is part of studios I don't think are studios anymore. I don't know how the housekeeping was with keeping up with the files and stuff. I'm not really in good standing with a lot of people. I don't got no beef with nobody, but it's no real relationship there. I probably don't even know how to reach out to them. I don't even know if they care anymore.
They don't care.
So it's like a lot of different things, right, you know, that never got released, you know, right. Stuff I can't even remember right now that I, you know.
Hard drive, brother. You got to keep a hard drive.
Yeah, I was really bad at that.
You
just showing up, making the bangers, and leaving.
I'm saying, like, somebody's
got wonder with that shit.
Finna keep my masters on here, boy. Hey, bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But I've since learned, you know what I'm saying? So I have a lot of stuff now that I hold on to. A lot of it is like ideas, you know what I'm saying? A lot of it is the persona stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting to see the role where I can like make it make sense to y'all, because I mean, if I'm just doing it for myself, that ain't no fun. I want to do it for y'all.
Drop that shit and we'll figure out what we like.
Do you have to change?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I needed what threw me off is the response with the hustle. It kind of set me back a bit. So I had to like come out of that, so that I can get back to where I was, my where I was like standing firm, and I'm like, I'm just gonna do whatever. And I've been saying that, you know what I'm saying? I need to stop worrying about how it's gonna be received. I just need to put it out, and whoever, you know,
fuck with it, whatever
they do.
Right.
You still get out your own head.
Right, that's what I was about to say. Are you changing your day-to-day? Like, when you're doing these different personas, You change what you, like, whatever your day-to-day process is to fit the mind state.
I like to honor it because that's what's happening. Like, I don't want to do Purple Wonder Love looking like Music Soul Child. Like, that don't make sense.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
But they're not so far gone from me where I got to get into a mindset. Like, they're like, you know, it's whatever I'm doing in the moment. If I'm being music, I'm being music. If I'm doing a hustle, but I just want to honor it. My thing is, I need for people to honor it because it's not going to work if I'm hustling about the music.
Right.
It's not going to work. Nobody's going to have a good time.
Because I know for a fact, right now, you still can sell out wherever, as long as your name is up.
Yeah, music more popular than all them other
things. Yeah, and I know that, which is why I never, you know, I keep trying to tell people, I'm not stopping music. Like, music is still there.
Right.
If you just want to, you don't care about nothing, don't care about it. Focus on music.
But you know,
there are people that do, and yes. I want to do it for them. And I don't want to water it down or compromise it, because then the people that do like it is going to be like, man, you ain't coming with it. And it's like, well, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I don't alienate my son. Like, look, all of that is unnecessary, man. Just do whatever. And whoever like whatever they like, they're going to move towards that. And then just, I want them to get the most potent raw version of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, look, man, you send us some shit, we'll promote it.
Whichever one of them niggas you send, we fucking with.
We locked in.
Cause man, you just coming through here blessing the trap like that. Somebody we really respect. We ain't know it was so many of y'all. We fuck with all y'all, I guess.
No, I couldn't.
You come with a package, motherfucker.
You
and
told
we fuck with everybody that's on the
all of y'all. So we all of y'all.
All the nigga that's outside. Tell them to come on, the duffel bag.
Johnny Flamingo.
Black Club, Red all them niggas. The chef, nigga. All them niggas. We fucking with all of them, nigga.
Keep doing your thing and keep giving us hits and classics.
Thank you for what you've done so far. Everything that you've done so far.
I just want to be consistent and make sure that whatever I do, But I know what I'm doing, what I don't, but I want to make sure that whatever I do is always going to be quality. Like, I always want to make sure. I'm not going to give y'all no crap.
That's what's been missing. We've been fans. And if you would have just said, hey, man, I'm about to drop some new shit in. I need my fans to fuck with it. Don't just drop it and be like, get it. We got to know you. If you fuck with me, you'll figure it out. The nigga in the mask, that's me too.
Oh,
wow. Now we know it's you.
But
you think we bullshit, we don't go and listen to all this shit.
But again, when you so used to doing things dolo, you're not really having nobody support.
I told you, have some it's niggas kinda, with you too. Now.
I got people with, but we can only do.
We will tell you.
Kid. Music, one love, whoever the motherfucker.
All right, do that shit. Fuckers, you talk about.
That shit.
Like, hey, you need a nigga. You. Like, look, I don't know who you was last night, nigga, but you was on your shit.
Let's be that nigga, nigga.
That nigga last night.
I shouldn't have told y'all shit.
Whatever. Whatever. No, see now you don't know. We not letting you do that. That's what fucked it up the first time.
No, man, fuck that. If we gonna drop the shit, we gotta drop the Wonder Love first. And you said they got all them songs, man.
Right, nigga, stop that shit. Nigga, we fucking with this the type of shit that you gotta look at. We all niggas that do all types of shit that's not what motherfuckers think we should do.
No, I know, which is why I feel comfortable enough to even go here, because I don't typically go here.
Look at my shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
That's hustle energy.
You know what I'm saying? We don't give a fuck. That's why we telling you, do your shit, nigga. Fuck what niggas think. Don't think about it and worry about what they're gonna say. I don't give a fuck what
they
say.
I'm over that. I'm admittedly, I was on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I cared so much about y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I had to understand, like, there's a way that I can care about y'all and also don't care about y'all.
See, because I show up with hustle energy, listening to music, smoking on some Wonder Purple shit. I do all three at once. We smoking Purple Wonder Love, listening to music.
On our hustle.
On the hustle,
nigga. What are you talking about?
So, I think we have our new marketing team.
Right.
I told you, man.
Our new marketing team. Nigga with the visor on. That's the nigga. Hey, nigga with the visor. Nigga, we got the plan, man.
Are you managing all these niggas?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Tell the hustle to get in touch with me. We got some shit to talk about.
Yeah, right. Two of them. Yeah.
Look, man, I know we've been in here talking this shit.
You need to go buy 85 South, bro.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this right quick. A lot of people don't know. So, majority of the time,
you can take your shit down, nigga.
Right. This nigga got James Earl Jones in here with
him. Yeah,
he's
I'm gonna tell you what I know.
He is my son.
So, majority of the time with artists, right? When artists coming up, like just knowing them as long as I know them, majority of the time when artists come up, artists like have demos.
That nigga finger longer than a motherfucker.
This nigga's demo was the first album.
Yeah.
Right.
His first basically two albums was the nigga's demo.
Right.
So he's like, y'all like my demo, nigga?
Right.
Word. And I'm over here like, why don't y'all give me the bread and let me like,
so,
yeah.
But so they, that's him like, that's him basically like R&D and shit. Like, nigga, you like my demo? You want my demo to be my album? This was shit I thought was cool, but y'all niggas fuck with it like that.
It's called a God-given talent when you can do it effortlessly, and it's like,
and it was a sound that we never heard before.
And like, I was, but I wasn't even trying to make a sound.
Yeah, you was just singing.
You know, I was doing what I felt.
Right.
So to see that shit, like to see him write that shit, to even see how far it went, and he wasn't chasing it. This nigga didn't want to be an artist. This nigga
Oh, that's a whole nother part. Like, I really don't.
Trying to get on.
I had to learn how to like be social and like take pictures and sign autographs. Like, I ain't like none of that shit.
Word.
Like what come with it? Like the marketing and all that. Like walking up on people, like taking pictures. You know, with that. But a lot of artists is like that though. Bro. A lot of artists, like they don't socialize.
I don't do well with like a whole bunch of attention. Like I don't do well with that. Like I've learned how to manage that.
Social anxiety.
Yeah, I learned how to manage it on stage because I'm doing my job.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So you know, and I love people. You know what I'm saying? I love connecting with people. But it gets all that energy just gets so overwhelming. I'd be like, yo, I need a corner to go. Like breathe.
But see, you gotta understand the way that what you do affects people's lives. Like this music speaks to people's lives. So to you, it's just some shit you singing. But when it gets to the a person who
I feel it when I do it. It's just that I never know how far it's going.
How far reaching it is. But yeah, it reached people and you hear them songs like he said about the BUDDY. Like you hear that and that's a staple. Amongst, even if it's just us, but there's no way that you can go and hear that song and not know at least the hook.
Mm-hmm. That's Black History, and this is Black History Month. Right. That's how powerful that shit is.
So that's what I'm telling you.
Powerful shit.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah,
on that song.
Mm-hmm. Low key, that's purple. That's purple.
Nigga, I fuck purple. Fuck bullshit. Purple comes to the crib. Yeah.
Hey, bro.
You alright?
Stop. We was almost there, bro.
Bro, we gotta get purple on the show. We gotta get purple.
Oh shit, nigga.
We gotta get purple.
Would you bring purple to the show?
Y'all fucking with me?
No, no,
nigga. I know you don't understand where you are,
bro.
You,
bro. We got ourselves the green light. We doing the fuck we want to do.
They don't know where he's.
Check out, we got the green light over here. We do the fuck we want to do.
Right.
We got who the fuck we want to have.
I didn't mean
to undermine your intention. I'm just really a little insecure about my creative skills.
Don't be.
When you see Purple Wonder Love screaming so crazy. And the hustle, we have a lot of motherfuckers that watch us.
Right.
I'm talking about people that's hitting them.
Yeah, these motherfuckers stream jumping up.
So you telling me So Beautiful was Purple Wonder?
But I couldn't tell y'all that. First of all,
that's my favorite song.
Let's be clear.
So,
hey,
what you
said?
Purple Wonder Love.
He gotta sound like Scooby Doo when you.
Here is where it's not Purple Wonder Love.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Purple Wonder Love don't make romantic songs. Okay. He doesn't talk about romance.
Mm-hmm.
Purple Wonder Love just talks about love.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's more so like, you know, it's like, you know, Zen music, you know, like more so for, you know, self-care and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Purple Wonder Love came out of me recognizing that I needed that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I've been self-cared my whole life. And I had to realize, like, fam, you got to see about yourself, bro. Like, give yourself some time. Give yourself a moment. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself things that you need to feel recharged. You can't keep doing that for everybody else and not have it done for you.
Yeah. Keep filling up the glass and for everybody else and the water.
And you running on E.
Running on E, right.
You know what I'm saying? But you so used to running on E that you like, I'm out. Oh, ain't that big you're big not, all right.
Man. So Beautiful is my favorite song.
You know what I'm saying? So Beautiful has Purple Wonder Love energy. You'll hit when you listen to Purple Wonder Love.
But that's what I'm saying though. How you gave us Purple Wonder Love energy. But
I was just saying that.
But you like, gave it through music so challenging.
But that wasn't necessarily the plan. Like, God. I do a lot of stuff.
Damn it.
I do a lot
you
of stuff.
You gotta stop
fighting, motherfucker. You just got to right. do it.
You're right.
Sometimes shit that you think is good,
you can't blame this shit.
You right. just got to let it go.
I'm
you gotta
with you.
Let Purple Wonder Love and let the hustle talk to each other.
I'm just telling you where I just came from.
I know, but we with you, nigga.
I'm with you.
To be great.
I know, bro.
You mean to tell me it's an album full of this shit somewhere?
Well, what?
I need that motherfucker.
Right.
That's my favorite song, man.
Yeah. Well,
he's sitting over here telling like, you, that's not even the best shit.
That's not even the best shit.
Come on, man.
Like,
what's
like for example,
that?
Teach Me How to Love. Like, that was, you was flowing on that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, was that music?
Yeah, that was music, but Buddy is Hustle.
Oh, nigga, B-U-D-D-Y.
Don't be shy. None of your
eyes. I've been remixing the shit ever since that came out, but the flow on it is so easy to remix.
but what I'm saying is I'll do stuff in the mindset of music, and I'll listen back and be like, that's low-key bro over there, like that's low-key homie over there, you know what I'm saying, like I'll hear it later. Whoa,
the fire alarm in this motherfucker.
Cause you's on fire!
Bro, I didn't know you had all that shit going on in your mind.
Because, like I said earlier, all people want is love, don't change, have crazies, oh beautiful, teach me, buddy. Like,
it's your fault for making them beautiful ass songs.
I'm not complaining. But look though. Just saying.
Look when you put everybody in and implement them together, God just shows you like, still make Buddy go crazy. Mm. I can still make Wonder Love go crazy. Mm. And these songs are like some of the best songs.
Oh, you
songs
mean Hustle? Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Mm. Hustle. Mm. And these songs are some of the best songs that you made.
Yeah. But a lot of them were things that I needed. Like, I'll listen to Hustle, shit, I'll listen to Purple and be like, I needed that.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, like, right. I didn't, because I'm just, you know, I'm trying to be creative and get it out, you know, get it out of my head. I listen to stuff like, It's been 5 years, 6 years now. And I listen back like, yo, that was for me.
Right.
I needed to hear myself back to myself because I didn't understand that I was going to go through what I went through in the last past 3 years. It got real dark for me. And listening
shades.
To that was like.
It's them shades.
Hey, man, fuck it. You said it yourself. Don't be shy. Give it a try.
And listening.
You want to be 32 new guys. Like, nigga, fuck it.
But listening to Purple and listening to Hustle, it was almost like, you know, this is why you had to do it then.
Right.
Because you needed a reminder of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you starting to lose it because you're not getting what you need from what you already doing.
Right.
You got to do more. You got to do better. But before you do better, you got to clean your crib up, though.
Right.
You got a lot of stuff you're not dealing with. You got to work through it, bro.
It's a bitch watching this going to give you some pussy.
Okay.
You deserve
it. I know exactly what he needs.
You deserve all them beautiful ass songs you done wrote, nigga.
Bro,
all
them shit.
You should never have to ask for no coochie, man. No.
Yeah, right. Just, nigga, never. Teach me how to love, nigga. You ain't never got to. You just show up, nigga. You was on your shit on that month. Nigga,
I just
nigga,
wanted
never
to
change.
So I didn't.
And show you the things that you need, baby. You was going crazy,
so,
nigga.
I didn't write that song.
So
you sang it?
No. I didn't write that song, but I recorded it because it had words that I wish that I did write.
That's gangster.
Because I knew how many of us needed that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know how many dudes need that. Now, women need that. They need to hear that
from
their guys.
Right.
Because
right.
some dudes don't know how to say that.
Right.
And when I heard the song, I was like, yeah, I'm going
to
do that. I
right,
it.
But you brought it to life, right. nigga. Like, you brought this. It don't matter that you didn't write. That's the beauty of
R&B. No, that wasn't the point.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, it's a separate point. That's the beauty of R&B music, whereas in rap, you get chastised if you don't write your own rhymes.
Hip-hop is a different thing.
Right, but it's R&B, I love the fact that
it was about you and your bars.
Babyface, nigga, is the greatest of all time. Nigga, I'm talking about nigga that'll show up and write you some shit, and I just always find it great. The great writers, the ones that can write from not just their own perspective, like a Neo who can write from a woman's
Neo
perspective.
Neo wrote for me. I got a song called Miss Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that's on Love and Music, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm a fan. Don't be surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm like, dope.
You're like, oh, you know. Of course.
I thought he was about to say, well, you know, love, that's a whole nother person, you know. Love went crazy on his shit.
That's crazy. Love is a person. That's nuts.
Yeah, love went crazy on his shit.
Hey, man, listen.
But I was saying that to say that, you know, a song like Teach Me is so necessary. This is the part where I'm talking about doing my job. I'm proud of the job that I've done because I felt like I was providing a service.
Yeah.
It wasn't about me and what I wanted to do. It was about, no, these things need to be said in a package that you have. Because it's going to hit different if it comes from somebody else.
Right.
You were the one that was given this message to convey to the people this way. You know, all the elements that make you who you are, that's how it's going to be received. Just like anybody else, any other artist. Like, if they didn't do it, it wouldn't have hit the same. You know what I'm saying? So I was just rising to the occasion. I was just answering the call that was put before me. I was so grateful for the opportunity, which is why I did it for so long. And I didn't deviate from the plan because I knew how necessary it was for y'all.
Was there ever any songs that you turned down that ended up being hits? Was there any, well, you already said one that somebody else turned down that you ended up making a hit.